If you've seen the smiling face of a light brown American bully lighting up your social media newsfeed, it's probably Bronx, a pup who lived a harrowing 3 days and two nights outdoors last week. Bronx was hit by a car on January 27 near his home close by Craigleith Ski Club and ran away from the scene. Jeff Cooper ran after his 11-month-old puppy, but the scared dog had disappeared. They searched for hours during a snowstorm as temperatures dipped to minus 20 Celsius. Our hearts absolutely sunk not knowing how severe his injuries were, or whether or not we'd ever see him again, said Cooper in an email to Collingwood Today. Cooper and his girlfriend Steph Chen posted Bronx's photo to social media and asked for help. A search party mobilized as Bronx's photo and his family's plea quickly spread across social media platforms. Dozens of people started looking for the lost, injured dog. People drove from over an hour away for 2 days in a row to help with the search, said Cooper. It's safe to say that everyone in the Collingwood area and beyond knew Bronx's story. Though warmed by the help from strangers, Cooper and Chen's thoughts were chilled by the minus 30 Celsius nighttime temperatures knowing Bronx was injured and without shelter. I was trying to stay positive, but in the middle of the bush on Friday night with no signs and no tracks, I had thoughts I wouldn't see him, said Cooper, who first brought Bronx home as an 8-week-old puppy. On January 29th, Cooper received a phone call in the afternoon from a woman who had seen him about 2.5 kilometers from where Bronx had been hit by a vehicle. I dropped what I was doing and met up with the woman as quickly as possible, said Cooper. A crowd gathered as word spread there was a sighting of Bronx. There must have been about 40 people all standing in a line covering the border of this house looking for Bronx, said Cooper. I got down on my hands and knees and asked everyone to be silent. Then I quietly started saying his name, and from around a woodpile, I saw Bronx for the first time since he was missing. The dog crawled toward Cooper and recognition dawned on the pup's face as he got closer. This was truly the most incredible moment of my entire life, he said. I finally had my puppy back in my arms. He recalled the crowd cheering and celebrating with him. I've never seen a community exist like this, said Cooper. The help was overwhelming. Chen said the people who offered help had their own stories to share about scary times their dogs escaped and needed finding. They could relate, they didn't want their dogs to be alone in the dark, said Chen. They were very passionate about finding Bronx. After Cooper and Bronx were reunited, they went to the vet, where Bronx was treated for a gash on his face and a swollen bump on his hip from the car accident. Raising awareness is critical, and the power of social media is real, said Cooper. We will be forever grateful to those that supported us and helped our search. Without the community's support, we never would have been able to bring our baby home. Bronx is recovering well and Cooper and Chen are happy to have him home.